Stories Podcast.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! This is Santa Claus! Ho, ho, ho! Yes. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you'll hear a 100 word story all on its own. But it's Saturday, and that's when they have the weekly challenge. Oh, I chose the topic this week, and none of you had, you good boys and girls out there, came up with stories based on this topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, let's find out who won last week to see who goes first to do this Christmas podcast challenge. And that's, Hedgy won, but she didn't show. Well, we'll just go with a rookie here. And that will be, let's just look on my list here, who's been naughty and nice. Zach Daggy, he does the Shameless Plugcast. So, Zach Daggy, welcome to the podcast and Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho!
Hey, everybody, it's Zach the Mothman Daggy of Mothpod Productions here. And, this is my very first 100-word story. You see, I wrote a poem titled Home for Christmas, and it's dedicated to all of those that are without a home during this holiday season. The holiday is here to celebrate Christ our Lord, the one day a year that I'm not ignored. Gone are the cold streets, cold nights, and cold gazes, replaced by warm seats, warm lights, and warm faces. The shelter is aglow in the radiance of this fuss. For the night that I'm here, I'm home for Christmas. Sleep now comes, as it has in the past. The sad fact about moments is that they never last. The night begins to fade, and so with it the memory, as I return to the streets, to be lost in the reverie.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to you, Zach, and just remember, if you don't have a home, well, you don't have a chimney, and you don't get presents, because I can't climb down it. Thank you, Zach. The text of each story is in the show notes there at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's little homepage or podcast or whatever stupid little place they've got on the web. Oh, we've got ourselves another rookie here. It's none other than Terry from the old Cootcast. Oh, ho, ho, ho. He's been on my good list for a long time. Let's hear what Terry's got to say.
Let it snow. I stared at the snowman, tiny black dots for eyes, what looked like a carrot for a nose, a shabby hat on his head, an old scarf around his neck. He was surrounded by a blanket of snowy substance, and he had tree branches for limbs. With a quick wave of my hand, it began to snow, a snow that was heavy at first, but then slowly dissipated to nothing. Once more I waved my hand, and the snow began again, only to dissipate slowly. A lovely sight, simply lovely. I quickly covered the globe with tissue, making sure the glass ball was secure and protected, then lowered it into the box and wrapped it in Christmas paper. On the card I wrote, "From your secret Santa, let it snow." This has been a 100-word story by Terry T. from the Old Coot Cast. Happy holidays.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Terry. You can check out more from Terry at the Old Coot Cast. The links are up in the show notes. And now, we're going to check out the busy little elves who always turn in stories each and every week. Our regulars, so to speak. Let's see, what is on Santa's list next? Well, 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 it's one of our friends from the Holy Land. Well, let's see what Guy David of GuyDavid.com has. He makes such lovely music, even if it isn't Christmas music. Guy, let's hear a story from you.
Hi there, and welcome to a very special Christmas weekly challenge. I'm Guy, and I have a new story for you. But first, a promo.
The time in Israel is 2 minutes after midnight. Your life is ticking away, moment by moment. Your coffee is getting cold.
The time in Israel is 41 minutes after midnight, and that's true, by the way.
Hi there. Do you think this world is surreal enough? Join me for an exploration of the most surreal aspects of this world on a podcast gone horribly wrong. Interviews with creative people, 100 word stories, short essays, and much, much more. Find me at nightguy.podshow.com. Come and join the fun, and may you never have to listen to music you don't like.
Did you hear them making fun of you, Guy?
There was a suspicious red stain on the snow. Santa was face down on the ground.
Who murdered Santa?
Asked the voice of the gray man in the blue suit. The reindeer quickly hid his paws and tried to look sheepish.
I don't know,
he said.
Well, someone must have done it, since these sort of things don't happen by mistake. This universe is just too damn organized for this sort of shit to happen by mistake,
said the greyhound.
Say what?
Asked the reindeer, holding his paw to his ear.
Caught you red-handed, said the constable.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I gotta stay in character. Nardo. You're supposed to remind me. Jerk. We just changed the sheets on the bed, and he was flipping and flopping on the bed, being a pain in the ass. He does it every time. He's such a jerk. Okay. Thank you, Guy David. Oh, wait.
Ho, ho, ho. Thank you, Guy David. It just goes to prove that not all Jews are evil. Ho, 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 ho.
Okay. Forget the Santa shit. Guy David, you can catch him at GuyDavid.com. Night Guy Electronica, Night Guy Pervertica, the 16th, everything. All over the place. Plus, within Second Life, you can check out, the Night Guy group, blah, 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 blah. Blue Smoke Hextall. Okay. Next up, let's see, who do we want to go next? Exus Delacroix, one of the two SL shopper types who went berserk yesterday in the vote. Almost won. So, Exus Delacroix, the Pod Mafia, and SL Shopping Experience. The show notes will have a link to all these SL directories. You know, so that instead of, like, expanding
the listenership of this podcast with opening up to everyone. I'm kind of focusing in on the SL and the story writing, which we all know, you know, is so huge. So here we go with Exus Delacroix of Pod Mafia, and Merry Christmas to you, Exus, and thank you for the little wind-up kitty. Okay, here we go.
Hi, this is Exus Delacroix with the Pod Mafia podcast, and this is my Christmas story. He loved Christmas. Seeing her wrapped up in that big red bow, he knew why he loved opening up presents. As he reached up to untie the bow, he heard her giggle. Then he heard her sigh. His eyes got as big as saucers as he watched the bow slowly drop to the ground. Now she stood there with just her Santa hat and a sprig of mistletoe. Smiling, he moved the mistletoe to rest on her belly and bent down to give her the best under-the-mistletoe kiss she'd ever had. Merry Christmas to all. And good night.
Aw, that's so sweet and yet kind of dirty and... Ooh, yeah, well, that one'll... Ever thought of making a Machinima of that one? I mean, we could have Machinima 100 word stories here. You can catch more from Exus at podmafia.com, and she's also usually, almost always, in fact, infallibly, at the Los Arbolis Open Mics Monday night. That's a Second Life thing for all you people with lives and stuff and don't have little digital dollies dancing around. It's so cute. Okay. Next up is J.D. White, because we're going to have ourselves a white Christmas. All right. So J.D. White, here's his story, and you can find him, well, here.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Hi, Lawrence. It's Jerry D again, and my voice is a bit gruff tonight because of a cold. But here's my Christmas story for all of you folks at podcastingisfullofcrap.com. The old man in the Santa costume sat at the end of the bar. The slow gin was doing its work, so that even now his memories were little more than a blur. If he could drink enough, he would not feel guilty until tomorrow, when he again became sober. Out on the street, an empty kettle swung from a tripod, while the first flakes of a new snow fell from a black sky. This Christmas, a small child went to sleep hungry, and then awoke to an empty stocking hung at the end of the bed. Life is not fair.
No, it isn't, but it's when it isn't fair, it just makes for good storytelling. People love it when you lose. Give us dirty laundry. Thank you very much, JD, and Merry Christmas to you as well. Speaking of Merry Christmas, Caleb Bullen got a Christmas present early, and that is getting his system working again. So you can check out more from Caleb at blacktimemartiniclub.com. This week he's going to have a whole bunch of people in some sort of big production thing. I've got a part in it, and I use a really crappy accent for it. So, I mean, when I tried recording, it's like, you know, you're sounding too gay in that. So, I mean, it was my best nobleman fighter ever. And it sounded like hold on, who's Ethel Merman. So I've gotta sing, gotta dance,
you know, sort of a Catherine Hepburn, Ethel Merman kind of thing, if they were a 14th century knight. So, Caleb Bullen, he's putting all these people together, but until then, here's his piece for, a Christmas piece for 100 word stories.
Hi, it's Caleb Bullen from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com. That's right, we're back. And I'd like to wish you and yours a happy new year and a joyous whatever the hell it is that you celebrate. And now, a 100-word Christmas tale. Self-inflicted gunshot fatalities always peak around Christmas time. Some think it's seasonal affective disorder. Some think that inability to live up to the idealized Madison Avenue version of Christmas leads to terminal depression. But the real reason is that the elves have too much free time. Their goal is to finish toy production by the end of November, in case there are delays. When there are no delays, they have most of December off. They grab Santa's naughty list to find the ones who don't believe and exact their Yuletide vengeance.
Ho, 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 motherfucker!
Elves are assholes.
Ho, ho, ho! You're going on the naughty list, Caleb.
Okay, I stopped doing that a while ago. Thank you very much, Caleb. You can find out more from him at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And he does the Oddcast live dance thingy Wednesdays at, what, 6? Something like that. What? Oh, God, he's back. How would you like me to stuff you with yams? I guess he'd like that. All right, next up is Liana from Hodgepodge Point. She's podcasting again. Finally! I mean, come on. You know, just leave us hanging. So here we go with Liana from Hodgepodge Point, hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Tell me a story. Shut up, Nardo. Shut up. I'm going to give you a little Christmas spirit right up the butt, buddy. God. Could have gotten goldfish.
Hey, everyone. Liana here from Hodgepodge Point. I have a bit of a cold, so I might sound slightly off from my normal goofy self. I want to wish everyone a happy holiday, whatever you may celebrate. So for this week's challenge, special challenge number 88, Christmas, I have the following story titled, The Gifts That Stop Giving.
This meeting is to discuss disbanding the Elf Exchange Program. Injury and dismemberment rates have risen significantly in the human world.
Your accusations are an insult. Where's the proof?
Here's documented cases of injury, including eyes loss, for improper use of the bow and arrow.
Simpletons.
Girls have rashes from the natural jewelry.
Absurd.
They're made of poison ivy. And a huge number of defective toys are leaving the shop, damaged by troublesome fairies that accompany you wood elves.
Your lies will bring upon a war of the elves.
Try it, Windtree. We have the Fat Man on our side.
Oh, that was delightfully sick. Merry Christmas to you, Liana. And delightfully sick as in twisted and evil, not as in, you know, sniffle, sniffle, cold, cold, which she pointed out. Okay. HodgepodgePoint.libsyn.com. All right. Last but not least, Tom from Footnote. Exploring America's myth with a big compass and a sextant and a map and all that stuff. You can check out Footnote at footnote.libsyn.com. But right here, right now, from the tiny pump house on the... You're not at the tiny pump house on the hill anymore, are you? I don't know, I keep saying that out of habit. We've been doing this, what, for 88 weeks? I'm gonna break my old habits and do something good. But This week, I'm still going to do the stupid, you know, whatever. Tom from Footnote. You're making up for lost time, aren't you? Meow. 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 Meow.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote. Tonight's story is called Presents Remembered, Presents Forgotten. In the seventh grade, I was fascinated with photography. I talked my mother into letting me have a dark room in the back bathroom. As Christmas approached, I made a list of the possible stuff that a 13-year-old needed. On Christmas Day, to my horror, I found under the tree 30 feet of pine 1x12s, tied up with a bow. How was I going to explain this to my friends at church that morning? They gave their condolences. For 40 years, those shells were used for 1,000 different purposes. When my mom moved to Arizona, she took the shells with. Merry Christmas, and the happiest of New Year's.
Shelves, the gift that keeps on giving. Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. Last story in the list, the usual. You know who it is. I won't even honor him with an introduction. He's been pumping out this crap for all this time. One more from him. Coming down Santa Claus Lane, it's none other than the twisted bastard of the North Pole. Santa Z.
The elves, man. It was the elves. They were just too expensive. So I got rid of all of them and went with some outfit based in China. Then I farmed out the communications and support work to a call center in India. Delivery went to UPS. FedEx and Airborne just couldn't compete. I filed for an IPO, made billions on it. Reindeer? Hell no. Learjet. Venison sausage too, man. Good. Then that shit with the Chinese toys happened. By then, I was long gone. I was on Aruba, living it up. Natalie Holloway? Never heard of her. Honest.
You sick fuck. And there you have it, the Christmas episode 2700 word stories. Wow. We're coming around to, 3 years pretty soon? What is that, in March? It's been a crazy year. I gotta tell you, we've had a blast, I think. Got one more of these until the end of the year. And, that'll put a wrap on it for this season. Thanks to everyone who participated this week. Good luck in the voting. That's right, voting. That place takes. Somebody's been hitting the eggnog. Actually, if you listen to the radio show today, man, elephant nog, cold hot apple pie. He's playing that one, guys. And the last one was like liquid bourbon ball Woodford Reserve, and just, you know, you put three in me there, just pow, pow, pow. These guys are mixing them up right there. And it's like, bam! Oh, yeah. It felt good. Now that's radio. All right. Let's try this again. The voting, that takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners Well, I've got a few refrigerator magnets. I'm so freaking lazy. And if I send them out now, the post office is going to lose them. You know that. Come on by the house and just say, hey, give me my freaking magnets. Just wait till Singing Arc. And go to singingarc.com. Pulaski Fizz, organizing like 11 or 12 Second Life musicians. And if I see you there and you're like, hey, give me my freaking magnet, I'm like, okay, here you go. I got some left somewhere. Check my bag. Moved offices. Moved to from Guns Point, far north side, to downtown. I got so much time left. And yet, I'm doing this crap at when? Midnight on Saturday? And I still haven't done that thing with Rich Palmer's track and the people sending in the lines. I haven't gotten all the lines in. And have I been bitching people out saying, hey, get your lines in? No. No, I'm being cool. It's like, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And if you know, people don't want, you know, fine, whatever. We'll get there. Might be out like for New Year's. It'll be ready for next year's Christmas. You'll get a head start on the Pod Save Christmas Network podcast thing that Ed Roberts does. Okay. Well, what the hell was I talking about? Oh, you can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click subscribe in iTunes. Podcast ready, that sort of thing. And I gotta tell you, Podcast Pickle. There are pickle players all over the freaking site. You can play right on the page and if you're, you know, surfing from work, checking things out. You don't have to do this through an iPod. You can do it on a web page. You can download the files. All sorts of ways to do it, man. All sorts of ways. And by the way, a Sipester DJ, Sipester Curtis, I know that there are like places in Russia that can't get to this and stuff. Tough. Like I care. Yeah. Just find a pirate feed of this. I'm 10,000 freaking download attempts from Russian spiders and you're not able to get in? I mean, Vladimir Putin is like Time's Man of the Year and you can't get to a freaking 100-word story podcast? What's the deal? You guys have nuclear weapons there or something? Oh, the music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't that awesome? I think it is. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then it's Christmas, and on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. By the way, Grace Buford and a special guest, Monday, Christmas Eve. If you're, like, pathetic, sad, lonely, want to get the hell away from your family kind of thing on Monday Eve, them and maybe a few others might be stopping by the clock tower. Just message me for the stream information or check my Twitter at isfullofcrap. No, wait, what the hell is it? Twitter.com is full of... My username for everything is full of crap, okay? And there are utters nearly every day of me just rambling like an idiot. Like I bother to title them. I'm just... Guys, I got so much free time from the shorter commute every day now that I'm like, I don't know what to do at the time. I'm like doing sit-ups when I get home, vacuuming, and I'm like petting the cats and trying not to be just online all the time. But you know how it is. I'm just loser. So, whatever. But I've lost 4 pounds. I plan on losing 278 pounds by the... No, I'm not even 270. I'm at like a little below 240 right now. Goal's 175 again, as always. Hoping to get to 200. That's my goal. Doctor said I was supposed to be at 200 at the end of the year. I went up. Went from 220 to 240. Why? Because of the stupid long commute sitting on my ass all that time. Now, my ass is like able to... Bum free is free. Okay, this is a Christmas episode and I'm just rambling about this stupid shit. What the hell is wrong with me? Merry Christmas to everyone. Thank you for all your support this past year. Those of you who went the distance and sent in stories, including you, Rocky. Oh, I'm gonna get a story in for this one. I'm gonna get a story. Oh, something broke.
Just teasing me like you tease the yaks.
So anyway, have a Merry Christmas, everyone. Drive safe. Don't drink and drive. Get all your drinking beforehand and then drive. Also, if you've got one of those Guitar Hero 3s running on your cell phone, don't do it while driving, you dumb jackass. If you need any ideas or suggestions for gifts, well, too freaking late. Just get a freaking gift card and make them choose. I know it's lame, but I'm lame. Thank you once again for listening. And from me to you, from the News Full of Crap family to all of you out there in Download and Listen Later land, including you, Adam Curry. Ugh. Okay, maybe not. Fuck you, Adam Curry. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night, and, as always, keep it brief. Closing.